Hello and welcome to Learning Spaces Audio Boo. I've been spending the last few months living, breathing and reading about learning spaces. This has been precipitated in part by my university's £35 million investment in a new state-of-the-art library and learning centre, which will be open in a few months' time, as well as looking for a suitable topic for my master's dissertation. Despite reading numerous papers and journal articles, finding a working definition for a learning space seems like arduous work, as most of the definitions seem to be very fixed and rigid. However, GIST's paper, Designing Spaces for Effective Learning, A Guide to 21st Century Learning Space Design, seems to offer a more flexible and working definition. They say that a learning space should be able to motivate learners and promote learning as an activity, support collaborative as well as formal practice, provide a personalised and inclusive environment, and be flexible in the face of changing needs. Pay particular attention to the fact that GIST's definition does not talk about any form of bounded or fixed space. So why the need for a flexible definition? Well, our learning spaces are becoming much more edgeless, to borrow a term from a recent Demos paper by Peter Bradwell. Most of the papers I have read have talked about learning spaces either physical or virtual entities or both. Learning spaces are much more than that. They encompass psychological, social, biological, liminal and metaphorical dimensions too. All these aspects are intermeshed, interconnected and interrelated. It is these tangible and intangible dimensions that can either be conducive or inhibitive towards the process of learning, whether it be conducted formally or informally. We are not there yet in understanding or indeed evaluating learning spaces, but we do need to start thinking of them in much more holistic and broader terms.